CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There are demonstrations planned across the country today as the Trump administration gets set to lay off more government workers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
The Social Security Administration and the Education Department are now offering buyouts of up to $25,000 for employees to leave. Warning, there are steeper cuts to come.
Firefighters in the Carolinas work through the night battling wildfires whose flames have been fanned by dry, windy conditions. Karen Lawler lives near one of the largest in Myrtle Beach.
It's been surreal. I mean, they keep popping up, these little things do, and you don't know if they're going to come to your house or the next neighbor's house.
Anora won 5 awards at last night's Oscars. Its star Mikey Madison, Best Actress. The Brutalist Adrian Brody took Best Actor on ABC.
No matter where you are in your career, no matter what you've accomplished, it can all go away. And I think what makes this night most special is the awareness of that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With warmer temperatures sweeping across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended the frozen road declaration for the entire state. The declaration allows trucks to carry heavier loads in the winter, as the frozen roads are more resilient to the damage caused by the increased weights. With those roads thawing out, however, they could again be susceptible to damage from heavier trucks. Local municipalities are responsible for deciding weight restrictions on their roads and can now start implementing those restrictions again. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to apply for the 2025 elk hunt. According to a press release, the application period for the hunt is open from March 1st until May 31st. Residents can purchase the elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person through a licensed sales agent. When filling out the application, potential hunters will be asked to select the specific zone they're applying for. DNR officials say this year's elk hunt will include more opportunities in the Black River Elk Range. The city of Rice Lake is still seeking input from community members on the potential purchase of the National Guard Armory. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs offered to sell the site to the city, which is considering using it as a community center, senior center, or for affordable housing. According to a survey conducted by the Rice Lake Chronotype, none of the plans for the facility have become a clear frontrunner from the public. The city has not made an offer for the property yet, but was given the right of first refusal from the agency. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced approval for a project to replace the bridge carrying 50th Avenue over Wisconsin 29 in the town of Lafayette. According to a press release, Governor Evers signed an over $5 million contract with Haas Sun Inc. for the replacement project. Construction on the bridge is scheduled to begin on March 10th, and work on the intersection of 50th Avenue and County Highway J will begin on March 17th. Construction is scheduled to wrap up in September, and the area will remain mostly open to traffic. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Sunny this morning, a few more clouds this afternoon with a high right around 50 today. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, some heavy rain tomorrow night with rain eventually mixing with and then changing to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. And there will be some accumulation with wind and blowing snow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
All right, welcome to a Motown Monday, back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is the number. If you saw what took place in, as the world saw, the conversation in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Volodymyr Zelensky, you couldn't help but say there's something seriously wrong. This nation is headed in the wrong direction. If you've lived any period of time and watched any of the other presidents of this nation during your lifetime, and how they handle dignitaries, you knew that there was something seriously wrong with what you saw. Whether you support, you know, Ukraine and President Zelensky or not, the fact that you saw a man who represents you and I on the world stage being just a flat-out a-hole, you know, and talking and treating a man. I don't care if you don't like the person. I don't care if, you know, there are people I don't get along with. I'm sorry, I didn't fall down out of heaven. So, you know, I don't hate anybody. And that's factual. I've never hated anybody because hate doesn't get you anything but more hate. So I don't have that in me, and I'm thankful that I don't have that kind of reality in me. I know there are people who do have that, but I'm thankful that that's not one of my characteristics. I can't say that about the two men, the two most powerful men in our nation today. And so as I started reading, you know, various responses from both Democrats and Republicans and others, you know, present and past elected officials, there was one that stood out more than any. And this is an article in The Ink, I-N-K, the essay, "The Weekend the Free World Died." and I couldn't stop reading it. And I read it over and over and over. And so I just want to read a couple quick paragraphs because it pointed out just where we are today in this country. And I don't know how we get out of it. I don't know. We put a madman in office. And we've got to somehow wait it out. We got some, as Dr. King once said, we've got some difficult days ahead. We really do. So let me read these quick paragraphs, and then we can have some dialogue. Whether you agree or disagree, early in the afternoon of Friday, this past Friday, the president and the vice president of the United States delivered a contemptuous scolding to the wartime leader of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. The country of Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and we choose to go to the moon, and the rendezvous with destiny had become the country of you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. It was a shocking, abusive scene, unlike any foreign policy chronicles could recall. Chroniclers could recall. By Sunday, the British Prime Minister had declared that we are at a crossroads in history, and European countries were talking about a coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine. It was the weekend the notion of the free world died. The American spirit is not a fixed quantity, but rather a contest between compelling spirits. There is a generous spirit and a cruel one, a big heart and a small one, and an earnestness and a cynicism, a forward-looking spirit and a spirit consumed with nostalgia and strewing in resentment. There is an America of abolition and the America of slavery, the America of Reconstruction and the American of redemption, the America of civil rights and the America of the Klan, the America built of immigrants and the America of family separation, the America that endlessly renews itself and the America that clings, the America of inconvenient ideas and the America of mercenary calculation, and the America of principles worth sacrificing for, and the America that only knows and pursues raw power and domination. What made the spectacle in the Oval Office on Friday so haunting is that it seemed to confirm dramatically and before all the world the triumph of that darker, lower American spirit over its opposite at this juncture in history. And not only because of one man, if we are honest, it is a triumph that feels weighty, that feels earned. President Trump has always been a mix of alien invader and emanation of the collective American being. And here again, the this is not who we are fantasy continues to ring more and more hollow. This is very much who we are now. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you saw it, and then Lindsey Graham chimes in, and he comes in and he says, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Total disrespect. And then he says it was Volodymyr Zelensky who was disrespectful. What did he see? I know what I saw. I know what I heard. I don't care what Lindsey Graham or anybody else says. What Donald Trump and J.D. Vance did was outrageous. Well, how dare you come in to these sacred chambers and disrespect? The people who disrespected the chambers was the president and vice president of the United States, because never before in the history of the nation has anything like that ever taken place. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the American people should all be outraged, because it's not going to get any better. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's not going to get any better. And if you think that is acceptable behavior, I'm sorry. It's not. To have the rest of the world look at that and don't think that there's, and know that there's something that's seriously wrong with that. And for the rest of our nation to not be, you know, outraged, I'm surprised by that. Let's go to Ollie from the Northwoods. Good morning to you, Ollie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I have to talk about calling Donald Trump the most powerful man in the world is just wrong. It's just feeding into his megalomania. He is not the most powerful man in the world. Each one of us are the most powerful in the world. Each one of us was given that right by God himself. God said, I put good and bad before you. You choose. So each one of us has the choice to choose how we act. And Donald Trump is not, should not portray himself to be the leader of America when he is not.
So because he is the president of the United States, and America is the most powerful nation on earth, whoever sits in that seat is by default the most powerful man in the world.
But I disagree. We are not the most powerful nation in the world. We are definitely not the most powerful nation now.
I didn't say moral. And, I didn't say moral, but powerful, meaning our military might.
We are not the most. That's what I'm saying. We are not the most powerful nation. The United Nations is a group of nations, and we all collectively have that power.
Ollie, hang on a second. 855-752-4842 is the number. Once again, you know, the day the free world died. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts on the meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. This is an article that I, you know, was captivated by, and it's by Anand Gurdahardas. And he wrote this in the Ink, I-N-K. And he talked about the day the world died. And so I read a little bit of it, you know, at the beginning of, you know, the show. I mean, of this hour. And I just have to say that this is a sign, a horrendous sign of where this thing is headed. And it doesn't appear to be. What I don't understand is American people who see that and who saw that and don't speak out. Even if he's your man, you know that that type of behavior, never before seen from any president in the history of this nation, certainly wasn't presidential. Strong man, yes. Bully, yes. Gangster, yes. But not president, not presidential, and certainly not the president of the United States. Let's go to John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I'm in total agreement with you, but one of the observations I made when I saw that was, oh, my God, Zelensky doesn't know how to work with this guy. He didn't walk into that room knowing who he was going to deal with. I thought he needed to really placate to Donald Trump's convoluted nature and just say, yeah, we're screwed. And he needed to become a buddy. And that's what would have worked on Trump, push Trump's buttons. So I kind of thought, he didn't know who he was dealing with. He could have been a little, as a leader of a country, I would have hoped that he would have saw the weaknesses in our president and worked with that, because you know, Trump could have easily flipped and made him a buddy, and that's what Zelensky needed, but he didn't read the signs.
John, I'm not following you. Here's a man.
Oh, you're not.
Here's a man in Donald Trump who wanted to bully this man and take half of his mineral wealth, a man whose nation has all but been destroyed. And the fact that that's the only way they can rebuild their nation is through the mineral wealth that they have. And Donald Trump tried to force the man to give up $500 billion worth of his mineral wealth for any additional support, even though we didn't give Ukraine $500 billion in financial support. And he demanded that the man sign, you know, this contract. And the man did what was the right thing for his country. Not allow himself to be bullied and sign a deal that long-term would hurt the rebuilding of his nation.
The way you're talking about it, it does make sense, and you have the majority of the correct observation. But I think he could have been a little softer and a little more
John,
sharper in that.
I didn't see him being sharp. I didn't see him pushing back on President Trump.
No, and that's true.
He was blindsided. Yeah, well, how could he possibly believe that any president sitting in the White House, it's never happened before in the history of the nation. He didn't have any idea that even Donald Trump at his worst and J.D. Vance would act in the manner of gangsters and bullies. That's what we saw.
I know, but I think he shouldn't have been like completely shocked. You know, he should have known who he was dealing with.
Let me ask you. He didn't want, and then for Lindsey Graham to come in and say that he was the aggressor. I mean, I don't know. I can only go by what my lying eyes tell me. And what I saw and what I heard. And I did not hear it the way Lindsey Graham explained it. I did not see Vladimir Zelensky as you know, Vice President J.D. Vance said, you disrespectful. You haven't come here and been thankful, you know, and just in a horrible tone, man, you know.
Lindsey Graham is all for himself. He'll change opinions. He's someone that shouldn't be in the office. He doesn't deserve the position he's in.
Hey, John.
He's self-serving. He changes.
Hey, John, I wish I had more time, but, man, thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Guys, hang on. We're going to continue the conversation and delve even deeper, because if you are still somebody who still thinks Donald Trump is the right man and you say, well, peace through strength, man, what are you talking about, man? So stomping on little people, stomping on little nations? Hey, man, and the way I see it, that's a bully. That's who you are. And he's representing us. That makes us bullies as well. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to launch a new program aimed at giving incarcerated mothers and their infants more time together. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin and cited a 1991 law requiring the Department of Corrections to provide a mother-young child care program for incarcerated individuals with a child under 1 year old. The program would include accommodations for mothers to be in the least restrictive confinement possible to care for their child. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. Under the proposal, the price of most of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. Some of those increases would essentially double the costs for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005, but Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. The Dunn County Humane Society is inviting community members to a fundraising event this weekend. The organization will host the Heart of Dunn County fundraiser at the Mabel Tainter Theater this Saturday, offering residents the chance to view work from local artists with music, food, and a live auction. The funds raised from the event will go towards shelter services, specifically medical care for their animals and adoption efforts. Residents can find more information on the event and purchase their tickets in advance on the DCHS website. Aspirus Health officials say the organization has finalized the purchase of 22 acres of land in Chippewa Falls for their new hospital facility. The organization recently received the final needed approvals from the city and Chippewa County and now expects to break ground on the project this spring. They also say the facility could be fully operational in as little as 18 months following the start of construction. The hospital will be located on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and feature emergency services, inpatient care, lab services, and imaging services. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, a few more clouds this afternoon with a high right around 50 today. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, some heavy rain tomorrow night with rain eventually mixing with and then changing to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. And there will be some accumulation with wind and blowing snow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, the human impact of letting the world's richest man cut health care for veterans in Wisconsin. Our guest is Lou Ann Bird.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about an article, The Day the Free World Died. And if you've been around, you know, this world for any extended period of time, you know that what you witness was horrific and should never be forgotten and should never be repeated. And whether you're an American or not, you know that that was wrong. And it doesn't matter what Lindsey Graham says, right is right, right? You know, I've said it. If I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. I don't care who you are. I'm not supporting you in wrong. It could be my own father, my own mother, my own children, my wife. I'm sorry. I don't side with you when you're wrong. And I don't expect anybody to side with me if I'm wrong. We can never get this thing straight. We can never work it out. We can never make it what it should be if people are going to continue to side with people in wrong. And so when I looked at the numbers of the people who still sided with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance after that, all I could do is shake my head and say, I don't know how we get out of this. You know? If people don't think there was anything wrong with that behavior, God help us. You know, it's not going to get better. We've got to try to survive 4 years. He's there. And it's only going to get worse if people aren't willing to stand up and fight it. Let's go to John from Boaz. Hey, good morning to you, John. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I'm 3 years younger than you are, so I'll listen to everything you say.
You don't have to listen to everything I say because you're 3 years younger than me, man. You should know right from wrong. If I'm saying something that's wrong, don't agree with me, ever.
I agree with you because he is a bully.
Okay, all right.
Irrational behavior is not... Because we got $400 billion invested into his country. We should have treated him with a little more respect. Why doesn't Donald Trump go into anger management?
Well, a guy that's 78 years old is not going to change, John. Okay? He's been that way his entire life, impetuous. He's been a bully his entire life. Look at his history. Everything that he's done has been from the perspective of a bully. And so people knew that when they voted for him. He is who he's always been. Go ahead, John.
Right. He is a bully. And we grew up through the childhood stages and the teenage years where we know, what do you do for a bully? You twist his nose till it starts bleeding. Now, one of these guys over there, like Iran, and that could make Donald Trump snap.
Well, you know, I don't, you know, the worst thing that we're facing, John, is that, you know, Donald Trump himself can't unilaterally, the way the system has been set up, do things. A president can't unilaterally make decisions to do things that will be so dangerous for all of the American people and the world. But Donald Trump has put people in places that he can do whatever it is he wants to do, and those puppets are all going to agree with him, and they're in positions like the Secretary of Defense. And the FBI, he's got puppets in those positions, so he'll be able to do whatever it is he wants to do. That's the fear. Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan, what's going on, man? Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, Brendan, you there? Okay. So, do we have him?
Let me try to get him back on here. Okay. You got a caller one, that's Don.
All right, Don. Hey, good morning to you, Don. Is this Don from Milwaukee? Doesn't matter. Go ahead, Don.
Go. Call for her.
I think it was a setup job. I don't think, first of all, it wasn't fair. It was two against one. And not only that, the only decent human being in the room was
Zelensky. Right.
Right. Look, had he known he would have been treated like that, you think he would have came? He was blindsided. He had no idea. Look, our country is being run like you would run the mafia. Musk is the boss. Trump is the underboss. And make no mistake about it, the Democrats just don't push back on nothing. All they do is, like this Hakeem Jeffries, he complains, we're getting all these calls. What do you want us to do about it? Wow, let's face it, democracy's dead in this country, and I hate to say it. Hey, that's all I got to say.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Don. Let's go to Cassandra. From Madison. Good morning, Chief Cassandra. I have to ask you, Cassandra, you voted for Donald Trump. You saw him. You saw that spectacle. You saw that disrespect. You know, and you saw that bullying. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I did watch the video, and I watched it a couple of different times with commenters of different races and genders. But first, I just like to say what I thought of it. Setting aside the message that that Trump and Vance were sending about funding, that meeting should have occurred behind closed doors. It was an embarrassment to see an international leader being treated that way. It did come across as the most powerful country in the world bullying a smaller nation. Were the optics of it. Now, I did say that I did not disagree with the content. The issue is the Ukrainian president, he does not have the foot soldiers to continue the war. And Trump is making it very clear that he is not going to put our American soldiers in Ukraine to fight the war.
But he hasn't asked for that, Cassandra. He hasn't asked. Zelensky didn't ask under Biden, and he certainly hasn't asked under Trump, okay?
But if you continue to throw more and more money in order for it to be won, Zelensky doesn't have the troops, so they will have to come from somewhere, either the NATO countries, which would involve the United States as well. So, as I said before, the meeting it should have occurred behind closed doors. And and one last point, I did watch the video a couple of different times, and I wanted to get the reaction of people based upon race and gender. And what was noticeable was how race played out in gender. Males thought nothing. I found that most males thought that it was Zelensky's fault because he was the one who came in quite rude. Many of them felt that, you know what, you're invited to someone's house, you should show respect in their home. And so that's just a general.
But where did he not show respect, Cassandra? I didn't see Zelensky being disrespectful. I saw J.D. Vance and Donald Trump being disrespectful.
I'm
a male.
Yeah, no, I'm just sharing with you some of the reactions, but as I said before, that meeting should have occurred behind closed doors.
Let me ask you, Cassandra. you know, you when they talk about the money aspect of it, you know, the United States has put over 100 and some odd billion. That's a lot of money, granted. But there are people saying 500 billion. Donald Trump and all of them, those are lies. That is not what how much money we put into it. And the fact that he wants to demand that the man hands over half a trillion dollars worth of the precious metals and sign it over and do it now.
You know what? I am uncomfortable with that aspect.
Well, I know, but that's what took place.
Well, Zelensky did agree to it.
But because you're twisting arms, Cassandra, if I'm twisting the arm of a child, and because I'm a bully, and I feel and the child doesn't know which way to go, and doesn't have anywhere else to go, they're gonna agree to something. And then for Donald Trump to demand that he signs it now, what is that?
Well, Zelensky, he did push back on it because what he was telling Donald at that meeting was he would agree to sign the rare, the precious metal deal, but he wanted
a guarantee.
Security.
Yes.
Yes.
That Trump didn't want to give, Cassandra.
Yes. Oh. And so I don't know what guarantees Zelensky was asking for, but if you're going to allow someone into your country for and have access to $500 million worth of their assets, I believe there should be some kind of guarantee put in place. But as I said before, we have to end the war. The Ukrainians, they don't have the manpower. They don't have time.
Hey, Cassandra, I agree that the war has to end, but you don't end it by taking advantage of a nation that is struggling. Okay? And that's what Donald Trump did.
We're not that far away, Earl. You have a great day.
Thank you very much. Cassandra, we are that far away. I saw a bully. I saw a thug. The president of the United States and his henchman. 855-752-4842. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state funded programs.
Judge Brad Schimel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squad about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squad about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squad about that?
Brad Schimel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Right back to the phone lines. Brendan, good morning to you. Brendan, you say what? All right, okay, let's go to Troy.
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right. You say what, sir?
Cassandra's guy, Trump, didn't want this meeting behind closed doors because he wanted to show who he was.
Yes.
That he was a bully and that he could run right over Ukraine. And Zelensky didn't get that memo, and he wasn't going to allow it.
That's it. You know, you summed it up, Troy. That's exactly what took place.
Now, we screwed Ukraine in 1994 by making them give up their weapons. And we did it again in 07 and 08 when they were attacked by Russia for Crimea. So, of course, now he's not going to believe, well, there's going to be a ceasefire and nothing's going to happen after that. He's going to want guarantees.
Yes. Troy, I agree with you 100%. Thank you very much for the call. Liz from Saukville.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Liz. You say what? Okay. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what? Something must be happening with our phones. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Earl. Great to hear from you again.
Always good to hear from you.
Doing great. I've got two items. One, on your honesty, here's my code of ethics. Honesty, integrity, compassion, and love. That's what America used to be. And we need to get that back. And two, on Zelensky, he's dealt with tougher cookies than Trump. Trump is not the biggest man in the world. He is just the most influential if he knows what he's doing. But he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, you know, Jeff, he is the biggest man in the world because America has the biggest stick and the biggest economic power.
But guess what?
That makes him that. Go ahead.
There's always David who confronts Goliath. And guess who wins that?
I don't dispute those things, but I think we make a mistake.
It might take time. Okay, there's a time factor, but David will win.
So thank you very much for the call, Jeff. I wish you had more time. Ann, you're up next.
Hey, Earl. Yeah, you know, this is just typical of Cassandra and the people that voted for Trump. As far as I'm concerned, we should give Trump and Vance an Oscar award for their little thing they did on the media to make Zelensky look bad. Zelensky did not look bad.
No, they didn't make Americans him look bad. He didn't look bad.
No. And Putin is just cheering and cheering. I don't know what it's going to take, Earl, for these Trumpers. They're going to go down with him because they don't even stick up for the American people. They're doing all these cuts
but
to
you,
our government.
But you know what, Ann?
Sitting back.
It's just not the MAGAs that are going to go down. All of us go down.
Right. We're all going to go down
yes.
because they can't think on their own. They're going to believe all the lies Donald Trump is saying. I mean, it's like people in comedy bring this stuff up. These poor Republicans, they can't watch the Oscars. What? They can't watch Grammys. They can't watch Saturday Night Live.
The behavior was there for the world to see. Okay? And yeah. the world saw that. I didn't see Zelensky say anything that was offensive.
He didn't say one word, Zelensky.
So for people who saw it through a different prism, who saw it through the prism of Donald Trump's eyes and J.D. Vance's eyes and Lindsey Graham's eyes and conservatives, you know, I mean, I don't know what you saw. But you can go back and see it today. I can go back and see that again today, and I guarantee you it'll come out the same way to me, a bully trying to bully somebody smaller than him. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, you're up next. You say what?
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to make it fast. One thing, Putin is running out of people, too. I mean, he's got North Korea fighting because he's running out of people. But the Republicans are all hypocrites. They're yelling at him because he's not wearing a suit, yet they have Musk in the Oval Office with his little kid smearing snot on the desk. That's okay. We're not going to say anything about that. And the person who was complaining about that was Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He was the reporter who brought the suit thing up. They're yelling at Zelensky. That man has seen the atrocities of war. He has seen children that have been blown to bits.
Hey Tom, I wish we had more time, man. I got to let you go. But I'm glad you brought up the thing with Zelensky. Zelensky just had his 14th child. Elon Musk. He's got 14 children. So he's laying seeds all over the place. What does that say about his character? That's the man who's standing before the world and doing what he's doing. He's got 14 children. I know those who support him, they're going to say, well, he can afford it. Oh, okay. All right, listen, we got to run. Thank everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on air. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. And they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of wildfires have damaged or destroyed homes, businesses, and cars across the windy, parched Carolinas. Dee Besecker is volunteering to help evacuees in hard-hit Myrtle Beach.
A lot of the older folks that I spoke with, they are more concerned about if it's going to get to their homes, if they're going to lose everything.
Bad weather brewing in the nation's midsection. Meteorologist Craig Allen expects it'll move in tonight.
Currently, several areas of low pressure are consolidating in what will turn out to be a very intense storm system over the Rockies now and then over to the east of the Rockies in the plains.
In Silver Springs, Maryland,
hurricanes don't negotiate.
Protests outside the offices of the National Oceanic Administration, where the Trump administration is planning more layoffs.
No matter what you do to erase climate scientists, the climate isn't going anywhere.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.